5.
Great day to be off and rolling, correct?
Yes, off and rolling. It's a whole new year, and we very much look forward to it.
Well, this is going to be, the History Center's 85th year?
This is, in fact, our 85th year of existence. So we are kicking off that anniversary with an event on Monday, January 9th at 1:30 here at the History Center. In partnership with the American Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, we are hosting Kim Stanley, who is a professor at McPherson College, and she is presenting a creative guide to telling your family story. So some genealogy workshops, and this event is sponsored by Humanities Kansas. So should be a fun time. I don't know if many of you know this, but genealogy research is the number one non-sports-related hobby in the United States.
Oh, I did not know that.
Are you surprised, Greg? Speaking of genealogy and its interest, are you surprised that the History Center has become a hub of that, or is this something that you've cultivated over time?
Actually, it's something we have cultivated, Chuck. We have records, we have means, we have access to other research materials, and so we have always been a place where people can come in and do some family history. But not only family history, a lot of people, they buy a new house or they bought a building downtown and they want some research done on that. So not genealogy in the human sense, but genealogy in the sense of a building. So with a lot of stuff we do research-wise, and so, yeah, genealogy is really a big deal.
So this coming Monday, 1:30, in partnership with the Emporia Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, is this a free event, Greg?
This is a free event, okay. So please come on down, 1:30 here at the History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. Should be a fun thing, and again, this is the kind of thing we're going to be offering more of, little workshops and little talks and things throughout the year, so stay tuned, as they say, for here for more information.
Will you be observing the state of Kansas' birthday later on this month?
Well, we will, in fact. For the last couple of years, we have not because of that COVID situation, but as we all know, January 29th is Kansas Day. So on January 28th, which is a Saturday, we will be having a birthday bash here at the History Center. So come on down. It's from 10 to noon. Come on down and enjoy a little treat. And we'll all celebrate the birth of this wonderful state, Kansas.
Outstanding. And also, too, it sounds like you're getting ready for maybe an expanded partnership with No Coast Film Festival.
Yes, we are. Hang on, Lisa's pointing it to me. Oh, I'm sorry. She did point out with the birthday bash, we're also having a art show. So that was my bad. So more than just treats, but also an art show. And yes, back to expand our partnerships with, No Coast Film Festival. We're going to have a series of films here at the History Center. The first one will probably be in March. It's going to be a 1920s theme event. With a speakeasy and a dance contest. The film we're showing is the original version of Chicago. So that's how we're going to start off this partnership with the No Coast Film Festival. But there'll be a lot of things throughout the year that we do, combining resources with other organizations. So we're trying to make this the most fun place in town.
Yeah, take a little trip back in time there, really, with the Lyon County History Center and the No Coast Film Festival. So is there a specific date for that, Greg?
Sometime in March, so okay. we don't have a specifics on that. But speaking of March, sometime in March, and that information will be coming out soon, we'll be having our annual meeting, our 86th annual meeting, to be exact. Even though this is our 85th year, we actually started in November in 37, and our first annual meeting was in 38, so this will be our 86th annual meeting.
All right, and memberships, is it renewal time?
It is, in fact, renewal time for membership to the Lyon County Historical Society. That information will be coming in the mail to you all soon, so please renew and tell all your friends that this is a great way to belong to the cool clubs and cool kids on the block deal. So if you're not a member, please let us know. We'll hook you up. And if you are a member, please renew.
Are you doing anything special here just to kind of get folks in the door specifically because of the 85th year?
In fact, we are, Chuck. We're going to be doing special events all year long. and try to introduce a new phase of activities here at the History Center by involving more cultural activities. So whether it's music or spoken word or art or whatever it may be. So we're trying to expand our offerings to our public and get more people in the door.
Can't wait for 2023. Or I guess
it's going to be a big year. It's going to be a big year.
Greg, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Yeah, 85th year here this year. 8:56. Good morning.
Blessings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. God's offer of new life and new hope is always before us. Majesty revealed in the world around us and grace born into our hearts. In worship, we joyfully